I'd like my young friends to come forward, please. How you doing, Sean?
You doing okay?
Here they come, Emmy, Maddie. Here come our friends. Come on down. There's plenty of room. Come on, somebody wants to sit here. We can both fit in there. Okay. Let me ask you a question, okay? When you sleep at night, do you ever have dreams?
Yes.
Are they good dreams?
Sometimes they start bad, but then they end good.
Sometimes they're bad, but they end up good. How about you? You ever have dreams? Are they good dreams? Is there... Sometimes you have a frightening dream, though, don't you? When I was a little kid, sometimes I'd have my dream would be so frightening, I'd wake up screaming in the middle of the night. I'd start crying. My mother would crush to my side and say, oh, everything's going to be. Of course, I was 20 years old at the time. I mean, 2 years old at the time. But they, you know, she'd pat me and say, everything's going to be okay, David. It's just a dream. We had to realize that when you wake up, you're back to real things, right? You're back to reality. How about you? Any dreams you want to share?
Well, I was this rocket scientist, and I was building a machine to help cure cancer. And once someone who I like, that we were testing it out, once someone went in, it was working perfectly, but then the machine just started turning into stone, and the whole world turned to stone.
Oh. So where Sean will have a dream that starts off scary ends up good, you have a dream that starts off good and ends up scary. Madeline, how about you?
I've never had good, like, I usually never have good dreams.
Oh, so now are you afraid to go to sleep then?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, now you want to live a cool life?
Well,
so, because you mostly sleep here, so how old are you? So 10.
Most of your life you're sleeping, so you're only basically 5 years old.
Well, you don't sleep most of your life. Well, let me ask you this. You know, there's another type of dream as well. And it's not necessarily a dream you have when you go to sleep. Sometimes you could dream about the future. Dream about how you wish the world was.
I know the future. You're going to keep talking.
I'm going to keep talking. You're very perceptive. Do you do you know what I mean by that when I say that there are other kinds of dreams in which we dream about how we wish things were or how things might be in the future?
I'm not sure, but the fortune cookies may work.
The fortune cookies may work. Martin Luther King, you know who Martin Luther King is?
I bet his fortune cookies worked.
Well, you know, Martin Luther King, he used to say, he had a very famous speech in which he started off, I have a dream. And he shared his dream with the rest of America and the rest of the world. And in his speech, I'll read to you just part of what his dream consisted of, okay? It says, I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. Talks about a dream. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they won't be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. Now, one time I took his famous dream speech and I put it on my phone so that when the phone rang, that's how I knew that someone was calling me, because it would be King's speech delivered by King. So one time I was in a supermarket, and all of a sudden, I have a dream. One day, you know, it was King speaking, and of course it was my phone. So I reached for my phone, but the person next to me didn't know that. It was a young person. He turned to his mom, Mama, Mama, Dr. King is speaking to me right now. And she says, Honey, but he's dead. Oh no, but I hear him. You know, then I had to explain it was my phone going off. But it's a very famous speech. But it was a speech about the future, about what he hoped the world would one day be, that we would live together in peace, you know, that we would learn to love one another, that we would appreciate one another despite some of the differences that we might have. You know, that's very important, isn't it, that we learn to get along. And sometimes you let those differences, which are often very small and very minute, we let those little tiny differences become big things, and they create walls and barriers between us. so that we never really get to understand the other person because the other person we regard as different. But we're all learning that difference is okay, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's like a garden. When you have a garden, if you had the same flowers in your garden, in the front and in the back of the house and the side of the house, but it was the same flower, it'd be very dull, wouldn't it? But God gives us all kinds of different flowers with all kinds of different colors, and it makes our garden so much more beautiful. And that's the way it is with people, with all of our differences. So it's okay to dream. My prayer for you, my dream for you, is that you dream beautiful dreams and big dreams. Dreams not just about yourself, but dreams for other people and dreams for our society. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay. Let's all hold hands. Let's have our prayer. Okay, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for being our Father and creating us all as one. Because you are the Father of us all, regardless of what differences that we might have amongst ourselves. Help us to remember that that the more we realize and remember that we are your children and that you are our Father, that those walls begin to come down and we begin to see each other as brothers and sisters, which we actually are. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in our lives. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.